This teaching is from City Church Coventry. You can find us online at www.citychurchcoventry.org.
Good morning. I'm really encouraged because what God's been doing already this morning is very much in line with what I want to bring, so that's given me a lot more confidence. So what I want to talk about today is the importance of persistence, and particularly persistent prayer and persistent action. So if you would, you could turn to Romans 12:12, just a little verse to start off with. So Romans 12:12 says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in trouble, and persistent in prayer." Quite simply, this kind of came to me maybe a couple of weeks ago, this verse, and it made me wonder, something that I've wondered before, that's why does Paul encourage us to persist in prayer? Why is it seemingly sometimes we have to continually pray for the same thing over and over and over again, over days, weeks, months, sometimes even years? Why is it that we have to stand firm and persist so often? We hear so many times in the Bible of Jesus instantly going out and praying for the sick and instantly better, or just meeting needs, or even just raising the dead, instantly risen. It's not to say that we don't have those kind of testimonies in our church already. Like, there are countless testimonies of where God has done something immediately after prayer. So I'm not saying that at all. And equally, I'm not saying that God sometimes doesn't even answer some of our prayers. We know that in John 15:7-8, it says, "If we remain in him and his words remain in us, that's whatever we wish for, we know that it can be done in his name. That this is to the Father's glory, to bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." So that as Christians, as spirit-filled Christians, we have the same mind as Christ. So therefore, we can confidently present our requests to God, knowing that it is in line with his will. And every prayer and every request, every promise is yes and amen. So I'm absolutely not saying that God doesn't sometimes answer some of our prayers. He answers every single one of our prayers. Every prayer, every request is yes and amen. So back to the point at hand. So why, if we are asking in line with his will, why does he sometimes take his time to answer the prayers, seemingly so? Suppose, first of all, we have to understand who we're dealing with. And I've brought this before on a Sunday morning, but God has perfect timing. In Colossians, which we studied earlier on in the year, it says, "In him he created all things, visible and invisible. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." God has perfect timing because he is the creator of time. He is before all things, he's after all things, he is all in all, everything. As the creator of time, time has no effect on him. If anything, he affects time. And so it's so important for us to trust in his timing. What seems like a long time to us is now time to God. He knows us beginning and end. He knows every hair on our head, our every request, even before he even created time, even before he created the universe. He knows us intimately and deeply. And so our prayers and our requests are no surprise to him. And it's so important that we trust in his timing. If you turn with me to Romans 5:1-5, please. A bit chunkier passage. Slowly getting bigger passages. I don't need to give it that much time, actually. It's the same area as where we were before. Romans 5:1-15. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And also, just to add in James 1:2-4, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. It's important to trust in God's perfect timing, because patience produces faith. If you take anything away from what I say this morning, take away patience produces faith. God isn't testing us. He's not trying to push us to see how far we can go. He's not trying to take us through a trial in time just to see how far we will go before we break. Not at all. Now, we know that he has plans not to harm us, but to give us hope and a future. God uses time to strengthen us in our faith, to give us deep roots, so that we may grow up to be mature and steadfast in our faith, not to be blown by winds of lies or by uncertainties or by disappointments or fears or anxieties. He wants us to be strong and to be established in our faith. Equally as important as persistent prayer is persistence in action. James 2:17 says, so also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. We can't have one without the other, and they are equally as important. We can have all the faith and we can pray and pray and pray, but without action, without works, it's worthless. A farmer can have as much seed as he can possibly own in countless number of sacks, but unless he sows it into the ground, unless he works the ground, unless he toils and waters the ground, unless he feeds the plants, unless he cuts it down to let it grow again over the months and seasons, he won't get a harvest. I remember when Bernardo briefly shared with me about a conversation he had with the leader at the Swansea Church. He was saying that they'd recently planted out a new church in the Swansea area, which is fantastic. But what struck me is that he said that it took them 5 years to get to that point. And it just got me thinking, what happened in that 5 years? What kind of things did they have to go through to get to that point? They may have been out doing like the flyering like we're doing. They may have not got that many responses. They may have done events which not many people have turned up to, but then eventually, as they persisted, they would have seen more and more people come and got more and more established. If persistence in prayer produces faith, then persistence in works is the outworking of that faith. It's saying to God, I believe your word, I believe your promises, and this is what I'm going to do about it. This is how I'm going to position myself to be the means to that answer to that prayer. I'm going to sow the seed that you have given me. I'm going to water it. I'm going to feed it. I'm going to do all that I can to see that harvest, to see that fruit come. Quite a lot of years ago, when I graduated from university, God said to me at the front end of the year that he was going to save one of my uni friends. And I thought, you know, praise God, that's amazing. That's really good. So immediately started praying about it. And over the course of months and weeks, I made sure I met up with that friend to make sure that I spoke to them, answered their questions, invited them along to church. If the bus wasn't running, I'd go and collect them to make sure they could get to church. I remember one time where they asked me that they wanted to know everything there was to know about water baptism. And I was like, oh man, okay. So I had to go away and swat up about water baptism. And they were so persistent, so inquisitive, that I had to just learn it all afresh. And I got to tell you, in that time, I learned so much more about my water baptism than I did before my water baptism. And to cut a long story short, in December of that year, almost when the 12 months had run out, my friend gave her life to Jesus. And because of their persistence and their questioning, their roots were deep. And because of that as well, so was my roots. If God so chose to save that person in the January of that year, their roots may not have been as deep, and certainly mine wouldn't have been either. And so it's so important to couple up persistent prayer and persistent action. Even when things don't seem to be going the way that you think it should be, or even when it seems like completely the polar opposite is happening. Ben shared today about Charlie, and I know that initially when he put the message out, there were so many people praying for them, and that was fantastic. And then I think it wasn't all that long after that he was released from hospital, and I was like, praise God, he's done a fantastic work, it's done, it's finished. But then not too long after that, he was back in hospital again. And we had to persist in prayer and persist in just giving our support to them. And now he's here today and he's fully well and fully happy, which is fantastic. So yes, God absolutely does answer prayer immediately. And we give him the highest praise in those times. But consider the times when you've had to persist, you've had to stand firm on a promise or a word of God. Consider when you've had to continually go out and meet up with a person, continually provide meal for someone, continually fast for something, continually trawl the job sites, continually look for the house that you need. Consider those times and consider what God did in that time between the initial and the harvest. What I just kind of want to add as well is at Bible Week, Tony shared on Sunday morning, Sunday evening, I think it was actually, about God doing a new thing with the church, something of significance and something that is exciting. And I believe that the people who are going to usher in that time are people who have deep roots and who are persistent in prayer and action. Not those who give up at the first sign of failure or at the first sign of stress. People who have been able to produce their faith by being persistent in prayer and by taking the time to seek God in his will. And yeah, that's pretty well what I want to share. But I just wanted to encourage you to stand firm, because you just have to look at the world around us at the moment. That's, the world seems to be a lot of shaking going on, but God is firm. He stands firm. And we need to get ourselves to a place where we can stand firm in our faith as well, so that we won't be shaken. And that only comes by persistent prayer and persistent action. Amen. Made that 15? Job done.
Brilliant job, Tom.
Just with Tom speaking about that, actually just reminded me of something God was speaking to me about this morning, actually. So thanks, Tom, for just bringing that in there. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, many of you know, I lost my dad very, very early on. He was only in his 60s. It was difficult, as you can imagine. But there was one song, actually, that really got me through it. And just with what Tom's been talking about this morning, it's a song by Matt Redman called My Hope. And actually, he's just picked up on some of the things in there. I'm just going to read the lyrics. Because my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When the mountains are falling, when the waters are rising, I shall be safe in you. And though the nations are quaking and every kingdom be shaken, still I will rest in you. When darkness seems to hide your face, I rest on your unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. We have a hope that cannot be shaken in anything. God cannot be shaken. If our roots are deep in him, no matter how hard that comes, no matter how hard the challenges come, we're going nowhere. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Gordon. I believe right at the end there, we had a prophetic word from Tom that said, those that are going to bring in the new thing that God wants to do. And you know, God always wants to do a new thing. He's been doing a new thing for a long time. But he wants new expressions of that new thing, which is the transforming power of the kingdom of God. He wants multiple new expressions of that all the time. And it's true, in a sense, that at any point we can step into the new thing that God is doing. But there was an instruction to us where Tom said, I believe it's those who are going to be persistent in prayer and in action that are going to see the new thing of God. And I find that quite a challenge, don't you? I find that a challenge. But I'd like it to be a challenge that I rise to and that together we rise to. Amen? Let's stand to our feet. I'm just going to pray. And I'm just going to pray for us in response to what the Holy Spirit has highlighted through what Tom has shared this morning. Lord, we say it is our desire and our intention to be those that persist. Lord, we don't want to be those that try for a while and give up. We don't want to be those that respond with enthusiasm and then it quickly goes away and we settle back into a routine of life. Lord, we want to be those who actually develop routines and habits of persistence, disciplines in prayer and in the pursuit of you. Lord, we say we don't want to settle for anything less than all that you intend for us. And so we make a fresh resolution in your presence this morning, Lord God, in response to your word and empowered by your Holy Spirit to be those who persist in prayer and to live out a life that is the fruit of that. To the glory of your name, amen. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this teaching from City Church Coventry. You can find more great teaching and other resources on our website at www.citychurchcoventry.org.